You know what they say, when a deacon reads a long gospel, that the homily is even longer. So little Johnny was sick and stayed home from church. When his brothers and sisters came home carrying palm branches, Johnny asked where the palms came from. And his father replied, when Jesus walked by, people held palm branches over his head. Just my luck, Johnny said, the one time that I don't go to church and Jesus shows up. And that's what this week is all about, Jesus showing up. And we have such a great opportunity for this most holy week of the whole year. Everything that we do in the Catholic Church comes to culmination at this week. Wonderful week, and there's not much to add to the narrative of the Passion of the Lord. It speaks to us in ways that are both universal and yet very personal. I always remember as a kid bringing home the palm branches from church and putting them behind the crucifix and the holy pictures in our house, and it would remind us all year long. Palms were leaves of triumph, much like flags that people wave today when a head of state visits. But they didn't have flags back in those days, so people waved palms to honor Jesus, to fulfill his destiny. And we all know that these same people would turn on him just a few days later at his passion. So I think that the palms can remind us of three truths. First, they remind us of our human fickleness, how quickly today's hero can become tomorrow's villain, how quick we are to judge others, and how selfish we can be at times. If we live our lives dependent on human acclaim, on popular opinion, we are building on the wind. The palms remind us of that. Secondly, the palms place us within our Passion account today. The characters of the Passion are us. Through our reveal, with Judas's betrayal, and with the disciples' flight, with Pilate's cowardice, and with the leaders' cynicism, and with the crowd's mindless frenzy. Yes, we all have a place in the Passion story today. The palms remind us of that. And thirdly, the palms remind us of Christ's love. Despite what all these people did to him, Jesus died for all of them. His love, his grace are the foundation on which we all can rely. And despite our failures, in him we can have a new and a strong life. The palms remind us of that as well. So when you take the palms home today and keep them, tuck them under a cross or holy pictures in your homes. And every time that you look at them, let them remind you of our human fickleness, both then and now, and of our own sins and failures, and allow them to make us better. And let us most importantly remember Christ's redeeming and victorious love, which alone can make us whole and make us strong. So come and journey with us this week on this most holiest week of our year as we walk again with our Lord up to Jerusalem. This week, come and share in his Last Supper, the institution on Holy Thursday at 7 p.m. And each one of us has an awesome opportunity this coming Thursday after Mass at 7 p.m. in the hall from pretty much 8 until midnight. Please plan on coming and spend some time with our Lord in quiet adoration. That hall should be filled from 8 until midnight. This is where life-changing miracles take place and can happen in your life. And I ask you to make it a family affair and maybe to invite a friend who might be struggling. Come and sit together with our Lord. Come and journey with us as we celebrate the cross of Good Friday and the triumph of the tomb on Sunday morning. May this be a life-changing week for all of you as we place all of our hope and trust in the one who never stops loving us.